This is Akashvani Shalom, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Vihendran Rojana. The headlines. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan virtually inaugurates College of Horticulture, Central Agricultural University in Pal at Bamyok, Namchi District in South Sikkim. Meghalaya Deputy Chief Minister Beston Thinsong says survey for four-lane greenfield access-controlled National Highway 6 project will complete by this year's end. Department of Tourism organises comprehensive refresher cum capacity building training program for tourism stakeholders at Tawang in Arunachal Pradesh. Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma urges people not to be misled by rumours in connection with the death of legendary singer Zubeen Garg. The news in detail. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan virtually inaugurates the College of Horticulture, Central Agricultural University in Pal at Bamyok, Namchi District in South Sikkim. Chauhan said that the 52 crore rupees project will provide a new direction for students and farmers of Sikkim and the entire northeastern region. He highlighted that the college will not only teach crop production techniques, but also provide in-depth training on processing, packaging, marketing and export, preparing Sikkim to emerge as a model for green economy. Union Minister of State for Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare, Bhagirath Chaudhary, also joined the program with Sikkim Governor Om Prakash Mathur. Meanwhile, the annual Zonal Workshop 2025 of Krishi Vigyan Kendras from Assam, Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim was inaugurated by the Sikkim Governor. Meghalaya Deputy Chief Minister Preston Thinsong has informed that the survey work for the four-lane Greenfield Access Controlled National Highway 6 project is likely to complete by the end of this year. The project, with an estimated cost of 22,864 crore rupees, will cover 144.80 kilometers in Meghalaya and 22 kilometers in Assam. In Arunachal Pradesh, the Department of Tourism, under the guidance of Deputy Commissioner Namgyal Angmo, held a comprehensive refresher cum capacity building training program for tourism stakeholders in Tawang yesterday. The DC stressed that the behaviour, presentation and professional conduct of stakeholders directly shape a visitor's impression and must be developed hand-in-hand with economic growth. Namgyal emphasised that tourism must be developed not just for economic gain, but in a way that ensures preservation of environment, culture, tradition and heritage of the region. Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma has urged the people not to be misled by rumours in connection with the death of legendary singer Zubeen Garg and instead cooperate with the special investigation team of the Assam police, which has begun its probe into the incident that occurred during a yacht trip in Singapore on the 19th of this month. Assuring a proper investigation by the SIT, Sarma said that the government was also open to transfer the case to the CBI if the SIT is unable to unearth all facts. Arunachal Pradesh Governor K.T. Parnaik participated as the chief guest in the inaugural session of the third edition of Bharat Defence Conclave in New Delhi yesterday, delivering the keynote address on emerging technologies, transforming geopolitics and new tactics for future warfare. The governor observed that in pursuit of national interests and security, nations are increasingly entering into treaties and alliances while simultaneously enhancing their defence capabilities to create deterrence and avoid conflict. The governor said that the Vibrant Villages Program initiative, a centrally sponsored scheme targeting the northern borders of Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh and Ladakh, is not only accelerating infrastructure, education, health, communication and housing, but also reversing the migration trends. In Nagaland, Minister for Housing and Mechanical Engineering, P.B. Chang, yesterday inaugurated the Modern Mechanical Workshop cum Training Centre at Shokovi. Addressing the event, he said that the centre will equip individuals with specialised skills in the operation and maintenance of heavy vehicles and machinery. Highlighting a critical skills shortage in India, the minister encouraged the youth to take advantage of the training to improve their employment aspects. The training will be fully funded by the state government. The Transport Department will assist successful trainees in acquiring heavy construction equipment driving licenses, enabling them to operate machinery such as excavators and rollers. Meghalaya Governor Vijay Kumar Singh yesterday proposed well-structured old-age homes or senior citizens' homes in the state. During a meeting with Social Welfare Department Secretary Lal Zalmawi and other senior officials to review the department's initiative for elderly care and pension schemes, Singh laid emphasis on addressing elderly feelings of worthlessness and isolation, sensitively and advocated for councillors to provide guidance and alleviate their loneliness. He praised the Mizo community for its profound respect and care for the elderly, describing it as a commendable cultural trait. The State Senior Citizens Home in Aizawl, established in 1989, currently accommodates 9 persons, including 3 women. Around 24,524 elderly people currently benefit from the Indira Gandhi National Old Age Pension Scheme. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manika Saha yesterday emphasised the importance of ensuring that government facilities and welfare schemes reach the last person in society in line with the ideals of Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay. Inaugurating the commemorative programme on the occasion of Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay's birth anniversary at the Muktadhara Auditorium, the Chief Minister highlighted the relevance of Upadhyay's philosophy in nation building. On the occasion, the Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay National Integration Award 2025 was conferred upon Subhendra Dasgupta. In addition, winners of the essay competition held to mark the birth anniversary were also felicitated. The Nagaland joined the rest of the country in the Ek Din Ek Ghanta Ek Saath initiative for cleanliness as part of the ongoing Swachhta Hi Seva 2025 and Swachhotsav. Akashvani Kohima conducted a series of events aimed at promoting good hygiene. The station organised a special cleanliness drive, Ek Din Ek Ghanta Ek Saath, with students of Government Middle School, New Ministers Hill, Kohima. Today, Akashvani Kohima, together with the Office of the Chief Medical Officer, Kohima District, is organising a health camp. Events were organised in Metzi Pima, Akunatu Town, in Zunhiboto Chozoba in Peck, as well as PHED, Doordarshan Kendra Kohima, Press Information Bureau, and Central Bureau of Communication Kohima. In Manipur, free health camps were organized at primary health centers, community health centers, and Bishnupur, Kakwa, Nilong, Chajing, Lamdeng, and Langwal Muntu under the Swastha Nari Shakt Paribar. As a part of the camp, medical consultations were held on obstetrics and gynecology, general medicine, eye, dermatology, NCD, tuberculosis services. Counseling programs were also held on adolescence and menstrual health and family planning. The campaign will continue to the 2nd of October in Manipur. In Mizoram, more than 6,000 books have been collected so far under the ongoing Book Nest initiative currently being held in Lunglei Town. The initiative, launched by the Lunglei DC for the benefit of students in Lingseng Aspirational Block, aims to gather books through community participation. As part of the campaign, 21 YMA branches in Lunglei Town began collecting books from their respective localities, starting from the 8th of this month. The books will be distributed across 60 selected government schools within the Lingseng Aspirational Block once the entire process is complete. And before we end, the headlines once again. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan virtually inaugurates College of Horticulture, Central Agricultural University in Palat, Bamyo Namche District in South Sikkim. Meghalaya Deputy Chief Minister Preston Pinsong says survey for four-lane greenfield access-controlled National Highway 6 project will complete by this year's end. Department of Tourism organises comprehensive refresher camp capacity building training programme for tourism stakeholders at Tawang in Arunachal Pradesh. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma urges people not to be misled by rumours in connection with the death of legendary singer Zubeen Garg. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.